What did you tell her?
That I would speak to Stannis, though I doubt my words will sway him. A king's first duty is to defend the realm, and Mance attacked it. His grace is not like to forget that. My father used to say that Stannis Baratheon was a just man. No one has ever said he was forgiving. John paused, frowning. I would sooner take off Mance's head myself. He was a man of the Night's Watch once. By rights, his life belongs to us. Pip says that Lady Melisandre means to give him to the flames, to work some sorcery. Pip should learn to hold his tongue. I have heard the same from others. King's blood to wake a dragon. Where Melisandre thinks to find a sleeping dragon, no one is quite sure. It's nonsense. Mance's blood is no more royal than mine own. He has never worn a crown nor sat a throne. He's a brigand, nothing more. There's no power in brigand's blood. The raven looked up from the floor. Blood! It screamed. John paid no mind. I am sending Gilly away.
Oh, Sam bobbed his head. Well, that's good, my lord.
It would be the best thing for her to go somewhere warm and safe, well away from the wall and the fighting. Her and the boy. We will need to find another wet nurse for his milk, brother.
Goat's milk might serve until you do. It's better for a babe than cow's milk.
Sam had read that somewhere. He shifted in his seat.
My lord, when I was looking through the annals, I came on another boy commander, 400 years before the conquest. Osric Stark was 10 when he was chosen, but he served for 60 years. That's 4, my lord. You're not even close to being the youngest ever chosen. You're 5th youngest so far.
The younger 4 all being sons, brothers, or bastards of the king in the north. Tell me something useful. Tell me of our enemy.
The others.
Sam licked his lips. They are mentioned in the annals, though not as often as I would have thought. The annals I found and looked at, that is. There's more I haven't found, I know. Some of the older books are falling to pieces. The pages crumble when I try and turn them. And the really old books, either they have crumbled all away, or they are buried somewhere that I haven't looked yet, or, well, it could be that there are no such books and never were. The oldest histories we have were written after the Andals came to Westeros. The first men only left us runes on rocks, so everything we think we know about the Age of Heroes and the Dawn Age and the Long Night comes from accounts set down by septons thousands of years later. There are archmaesters at the Citadel who question all of it. Those old histories are full of kings who reigned for hundreds of years and knights riding around 1,000 years before there were knights. You know the tales. Brandon the Builder, Simeon Star Eyes, Knight's King. We say that you're the 998th Lord Commander of the Night's Watch, but the oldest list I found shows 674 commanders, which suggests that it was written during long ago, John broke in. What about the others?
I found mention of Dragonglass. The Children of the Forest used to give the Night's Watch 100 obsidian daggers every year during the Age of Heroes. The others come when it is cold, most of the tales agree, or else it gets cold when they come. Sometimes they appear during snowstorms and melt away when the sky is clear. They hide from the light of the sun and emerge by night, or else night falls when they emerge. Some stories speak of them riding the corpses of dead animals, bears, direwolves, mammoths, horses, it makes no matter, so long as the beast is dead. The one that killed Small Paul was riding a dead horse, so that part's plainly true. Some accounts speak of giant ice spiders, too. I don't know what those are. Men who fall in battle against the others must be burned, or else the dead will rise again as their thralls. We knew all this. The question is, how do we fight them? The armor of the others is proof against most ordinary blades, if the tales can be believed, said Sam, and their own swords are so cold they shatter steel. Fire will dismay them, though, and they are vulnerable to obsidian.